Tuesday evening, 6:30. I'm sitting in my Berlin ground floor apartment and I'm trying to relax. Shabby old building, first rented out in the 1800s. Dark, 30 square meter, still cheap, cold. The sound of my antique gas heating roaring in the background as if it was sighing. I always tend to say my gas heating can predict the future. If it breaks down, we will have a very cold winter ahead, which is rather the case. Berlin has only two seasons in my mind, Arctic winter and subtropical summer. Like any real Berliner, I'm from a tiny village on the countryside and I suffer. I don't need time travel, I need season travel. Back to autumn, forever. My favorite day is a rainy Monday morning in November, but I'm in Berlin and my gas heating is roaring in the background as if it was sighing. A bit like myself. Now take a deep breath through your nose and then exhale through your mouth, the meditation app says, and I follow. Now let your thoughts flow as they want. Just see them coming and going like cars on a highway. They are like cars passing by and you are just a silent viewer. Now focus on the sounds of the room. And bam, it does work. The sound of my gas heating exactly sounds like a highway. Or maybe like a less used highway on the countryside when I was very little. I grew up in a tiny village in northern Germany. Suddenly I hear the tiny background of the streets. Birds start singing and apart from my grandparents, no one is already up to get breakfast from the village bakery around the corner. It's maybe 5 a.m. and I time travel to an early adventure in the morning back in the 80s. I'm maybe 5, my sister is 4, and we're getting ready for a holiday trip to the unknown. We could go by train, but this is not what my police officer father would do. He wants to have control and he always drives by car, no matter what. The car in this case is an old Audi AT in brown. That kind of color that never was and never will be popular. Although there's not really much space. As the travel could take long hours, my dad had decided to build us a bed in the back of the car. Meaning he put down the back seats, covered it with all the luggage and bags, and put our bed linen on top. That was probably not legal, not even in the 80s. But my father thought it would be better the children sleep during travel so they won't get grumpy and on his nerves. I remember laying on the bags and suitcases was not really comfortable, a bit hard to rest. I'm looking at my sister and my sister looks at me. Oh my, what are we doing here? My grandparents wave us goodbye from the house door. My mother puts on a cassette with Grimm's fairy tales. Probably it was Mother Holda. Good girls help create snow, bad girls end in dirt. Gold Mary and Pitch Mary. That's what we believe in a police officer's family. Two daughters it shall be. One was pretty and industrious, the other was ugly and lazy. By the time being, I didn't find out yet which daughter I'm gonna be when I grow up. I turn out to be a Pitch Mary, looking like the Gold Mary as it seems. But not yet. My sister and me listen to the fairy tale and eventually fall asleep. Ages, as it seems. Suddenly I can hear my mother's voice, "Children, it's time for breakfast!" And suddenly we're almost there. And we are there. There, there, little one. The sound of my gas heating exactly sounds like a highway to me, or like a less used highway back in a tiny village in northern Germany where I grew up. My favorite day is a rainy Monday morning in November, preferably back in Dublin or Maynooth, but I'm in Berlin and my gas heating is roaring in the background as if it was sighing. a bit like myself.